Hey everyone, this is Steven. Thanks for listening to my podcast. As you know, this is a weekly podcast. This is Steven's Week. I give you the updates on marketing and technology in a fast and easy way. So thanks for listening in. As you know, the original version of this podcast is a YouTube film on my YouTube channel. If you would like to see the original version, please go to youtube.com/Steven Van Balagam. Enjoy this episode, everyone. If you want to do me one favor, please give a review to this podcast. That helps in spreading the word. If you like it, feel free to share it with your friends and family. Enjoy this podcast, everyone. Again, this week, there was a lot to do about fake news, like Twitter again added a message to a tweet of President Trump. But there was also news from Google. They will start to add labels to pictures soon. Many pictures show us a world that is untrue. Like the most common and most known example are pictures of sharks swimming in the canals of Venice during the lockdown in Italy. Of course, there are no sharks that are swimming in the canals. Those pictures were fake, but they went viral like crazy. So probably a lot of people really believe that. Well, to avoid the spreading of fake news through pictures, Google will add labels to pictures so that we can know if this is a real or a fake picture. There are more and more brands that want Facebook to take their responsibility in terms of content spreading that spreads hate or violence or discrimination and racism. Brands like the North Face and brands like Patagonia are now pausing and maybe stopping their advertising on the social network because they feel that Facebook is capable of doing more than what they do today. And they don't want to belong to a network that is supporting the spread of negative signals to society. And I think this is an interesting move. This is a moment where it's starting to cost Facebook money because advertisers want them to take responsibility. Advertisers want to have a nice and clear image towards their consumers. And they want to have partners that also take their responsibility. So it's going to be really, really interesting to see how Facebook reacts to this, because if this spreads out, this can cost them a lot of money. Even though the world is going digital, the big technology companies are also suffering from the COVID-19 crisis. Like Google, they're anticipating a decrease in revenues from advertising of about 5%. And this is the first time in the history of the big technology giant that Google is, that their revenues of advertising will actually decrease. So guys, this was the last episode of my weekly update. I really hope you enjoyed this season. It was a crazy season, so I really, really hope that all of you will have a good summer, a safe summer, a healthy summer. And I got some news. In September, I'm back with a new weekly update, but during summer, I'm gonna share 2 or 3 videos every week with some very simple, basic, easy to use insights about customer experience. You'll see it on my Instagram and you'll be able to see it here on YouTube as well. Have a good summer, everyone. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to Steven's Week, my weekly podcast about the updates on marketing and technology. Don't forget to give a review to the podcast. That really helps me, and enjoy your weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.